I'm happy that more and more women decide to give their baby boys the treatment and knowledge they deserve. I'm a single mother, so your mileage may vary. I was always a little bit more horny than other women, so I decided to give my baby boy his initiation a bit earlier. He was 6 at the time, and I decided to make that day super special. It was a Saturday, so I prepared everything the night before. I made sure to give my boy a long, relaxing bath with essential oils. I massaged his back, his tummy, and, most importantly, his big boy, pee-pee. You have to make sure he's really erect and ready to burst so that he gets the best release the next day. Trust me, just massage his pee-pee, his balls, and he'll be rock hard for the entire night. I put him to sleep in his pajamas and quickly went to my room and closed the door. You need to prepare yourself as well. What you should do is prepare 2 outfits, one for the day and one for the night. During the day, you gotta tease the boy, increasing his sperm count. I remember that my boy was about 3 to 4 inches when erect, but after the teasing, he jumped to like 10-inch donkey dick with huge balls too. Anyway, my day outfit was an office outfit, transparent so he could see my tits. Next, a tight and short pencil skirt. I mean, really tight and really short. It needs to ride up your ass every time you bend over or sit down. No panties or bra, obviously. I also wore thigh-high stockings and heels, but that's what I like. The slutty teacher or office worker look. Now, the night outfit. It needs to be easy access, and hopefully something that you don't mind throwing away. Trust me, it will be uncleanable. I decided to go for a loose but tight nightgown. Nothing else. I also got some handcuffs, but I am a bit kinky, so you do you. Also, what I think you should do is that you should fuck yourself really hard until you come multiple times and do not wash yourself. The musk will make him absolutely crazy. So that was my prep. Then the big day came. I quickly got into my outfit and started doing chores around the house. My boy got up around 10. He had some morning wood, but that's nothing compared to what happened later. He came to the kitchen and I made him breakfast. Naturally, he asked me about the outfit, since he'd never seen me this way. I told him it's for his special birthday. I tried to omit the questions to get him a bit frustrated. Leads to more testosterone. During that time, I kept dropping things, bending over. He'd take peeks once in a while. Later, he'd just stare at my fully exposed cunt. I would also get around him and try to motorboat him, get him to inhale me. When he was playing in his room with his toys, I would come up there and do some stretches. It's a bit uncomfortable in the office clothes, but trust me, it's worth it. At around 3 p.m., he was packing a huge tent in his pajamas. I could visibly see him getting more and more frustrated. It would lead to more teasing. Sometimes I would accidentally brush up against his pee-pee. You can't touch it, though. Don't stroke it. Don't grab it. Nothing. just light, soft brushes here and there. Makes them mad. Every time I did that, his pee-pee would jump multiple times and leak pre-cum. I kept him waiting like that until around 9 p.m. It's usually bath time, but not that time. He was walking to the bathroom, so I quickly got in front of him, got him to smell my wet pussy, and quickly ran to my room. I stripped down and got into my nightgown and cuffed myself. After that, I got bent over, ass up, face down, with my hands behind my back, and started to moan. And I just waited. It didn't take long. Oh, not at all. After a minute, my baby boy rushed to the room and asked me what's wrong. My ass was facing him, and I just asked him while wiggling it, "Well, I'm waiting for you. I'm gonna do something about it." It took not more than 5 seconds before he was balls deep inside my cunt. He was fucking me so hard, I was screaming my lungs out. And he was brutal too. He was slapping my ass, pulling my hair, grabbing my hands. During all that, he was moaning, "Mommy, mommy." It was so fucking hot. He took about 5 minutes to come, but that was not the end of it. He never got soft during that night. Right after, he would bust a load. He would keep fucking my tight cunt. And I was getting tighter after every cum shot. After the 10th one, my womb was hurting from all that cum. So I asked him to pull out. He said, "Only if I keep doing that somewhere else, mommy. It feels too good." I told him he could fuck my ass, and he rushed in to do it in an instant. He shoved it balls deep in one stroke. Then he violently shoved me into the floor and ass raped me. Once again, load after load ended up deep inside my ass. I think I took about 15, maybe 16 anal cream pies before I wanted to stop. But my baby boy had no brakes. He did not want to stop. He pulled out and came on my nightgown. It was soaking wet from just one cum shot. I told him that maybe we should stop. So to shut me up, he raped my throat. I didn't ask for that, but he still took what was his. It was dick in, dick out for hours. He gave me just enough time to breathe, but other than that, it was throat fucking. I was gagging the entire time, and I had to swallow all of his cum. Some of it I would spit out on the floor, but then I'd just end up on my nightgown. I think that at the end of the night, I had about 2 gallons of cum inside me, and about another gallon outside. It was insane. After he was done, and his pee-pee was getting soft, he just fell asleep on the floor. It really wears the boys out. I got myself out of the handcuffs and lay down beside him. It sure was a tiring night for both of us. But I assure you, all of this is worth it for your baby boy.